It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
Pitchers duel at Petco Wednesday between the Padres and Diamondbacks. It is Yolis Chacin for the home team facing a former Cy Young winner.
Zach Greinke on the mound tonight for the Diamondbacks. And he picks up the outside corner. Cordoba with a swing and a miss. Strikes out.
1-2 to Jankowski. Swung on and missed. He's late on a fastball down in the zone. And Greinke works around the two-out single by the Padre pitcher.
Chacin with an 0-2. And Greinke strikes out. Strike three, and Chacin strikes out Mathis. Third K for Chacin, two down.
And he's walked one. Greinke swings here, lifts a shallow pop-up out behind second base. The shortstop Ibar on the outfield grass waits for it. He makes the catch, and how about Yolis Chacin? 8 shutout innings, and he has retired 14 in a row. To keep this game nothing as we go to the bottom of the eighth. Eric Ibar against his former Angel teammate, Zach Greinke. Here it comes from Greinke, and it's hit high and deep to right field. Eric Ibar headed for the Petco porch. He got it! Eric Ibar's first home run as a Padre gives them a 1-0 lead in the bottom of the eighth. Greinke did not get the call on 2-2, and on the very next pitch, Ibar hits it out. 1-0 San Diego.
That, my friend, is a fantastic at-bat by Eric Ibar. After being fooled bad early in the count, he's able to extend the at-bat, as we talked about, and he finally gets the mistake.
3 balls and 2 strikes with 2 outs in the top of the ninth. Maurer trying to close it out. Here's the payoff pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Hedges is going to have to throw down to first to complete the strikeout. He does. And Brandon Maurer picks up his second save of the season. And Yolis Chacin with an 8-inning shutout appearance. As the Padres beat the Diamondbacks 1-0 behind Chacin, behind Maurer, and behind the solo home run by Eric Ibar in the eighth. What a ball game at Petco. Padres snap the losing streak and Arizona's winning streak. A 1-0 victory here tonight.
The Padres take it 1-0. It's their first 1-0 win at home since April 10th of 2015. Zach Greinke with his 7th career complete game loss. Only James Shields and CC Sabathia have more amongst active pitchers since Greinke's rookie season of 2004. Andy Green could not have asked much more from his starter Yolis Chacin, who turned in 8 brilliant scoreless innings and then was put in line for the win thanks to Eric Ibar's 8th-inning home run off Zach Greinke. Here is the Padres skipper on Wednesday's 1-0 win over Arizona.
A good sink, established that early, went to the slider a little bit later in the game and located it very, very well. And it took a lot to get us out on top of Greinke tonight, and that was all his doing.
Chacin, obviously facing a team that's very aggressive early in the count, but it looked like he really kept them off balance. Was it a combination of using the breaking ball or just location with that two-seam early on, do you think?
I think location. The fastball was dotted up all night long, and when he wasn't getting the call, it was just like an inch off the plate. They were always borderline. There wasn't much over the heart of the plate. I did feel like on the flip side of things, like early on with Greinke, he gave us a number of fastballs middle of the plate, gave one to Will, gave one to Soli, gave one to Hunter. If you don't take advantage of those against a guy like that, he falls into that kind of groove, and then it's hard to get hits at that point in time. And he was great all night long. It's Eric's been grinding hard, so it's really good to see him get that swing. It was big for the whole club.
Looked like a slider after a curveball that he got to. He said he was kind of peeking in right there. Just good anticipation on his part against Greinke, as many sliders that he saw.
Yeah, I mean, he was locating that slider all night long. And Eric's had good history against Zach. I mean, he's had good numbers against him throughout his career. He's seen him, I think, more than anybody else on our club seen him. And, first few at-bats, Zach was kind of having his way with him. He was burying stuff in the dirt and was chasing. Pretty much everybody across the board was chasing. So that was a big swing for us.
What do you think of the early home road splits for Chacin? I think it was a too early to even make anything of that?
Yeah, you know me. I'm not going to make much of anything at this point in time as far as, like, things like that go. It's just, like, two games at home and two games on the road. The two games at home are outstanding. It's good news if it actually carries on because, like, he's going to pitch a lot of his games here. I don't think much of his struggles on the road at all. It just happenstance.
Andy, ever had a pitcher get the out the previous night before then hit a home run the next day?
What's that?
Eric?
Oh, yeah, it didn't even register with me right there. Yeah, he was our closer yesterday in that bloodbath. But, you know, it's we're excited for him because he's putting in the work. You see him in the cage. You see him out on days off doing agility work. And, you know, the numbers aren't there right now at all. But you also still see the smile on his face. You still see him out there competing every at-bat. You still see him picking guys up. So it's good for our young guys to see that type of maturity on the field.
Jalise has beaten Greinke and Bumgarner here. Do you notice him maybe getting himself up for those big challenges against guys like that?
You know, it's another thing. Like, won't make much of the home road splits, won't make much of the guy that's on the other side pitching. He pitched well, pitched really well. I don't think Zach Greinke on the other side had much to do with it. For me, like, that's who he is when he's at his best. He dots his fastball, and then he expands with the slider, and he did that very, very well.
Jalise Chacin has had his struggles away from Petco Park, but inside the friendly confines, he's been a completely different pitcher as he turned in 8 scoreless innings on Wednesday, giving up only 3 singles and fanning 5.
I was throwing my sinker for a strike and then mixing it with my 4-seam, and then I go back, you know, with my slider. So, you know, just trying to throw a strike with it. You know, hey, and me, we got a good plan for them, and you know, I think we executed. You know, really happy that I could go deep in the game, especially with the injury cost I got yesterday. So, you know, I give it a bullpen a little brief. That's, you know, something that I'm happy about it too.
Clayton Richard squares off with Patrick Corbin coming up on Thursday.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.